Second son, falling down before the gun. Could have been thereafter, but you thought better. Could have been your rising sun, falling down before the gun. Could have been thereafter, but you thought better. Could have been your second son.
Gwendolyn, approximately, by the Sylvia Platters here on the tape.
I feel like Sylvia Platters are a band that we don't play a ton of, but they're so very much in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, I was just going to say a band that we have not featured extensively on the mixtape, but love the jangle.
Oh, yeah, I love a good jingle jangle.
And that's from the new record Will Tomorrow Be Enough by the Sylvia Platters, which... they are self-described jangle pop, shoegaze indie. So there we go. We love it.
Good genres.
Good genres. And one of many records we're playing today that was produced and mastered by Jordan Koop at the Noise Floor on Gabriola Island, a fixture in the scene, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Before the Sylvia Platters, we had that new track by Blue Rivera. Called Sleeping, which I would have a hard time sleeping through. It was very upbeat. let's just keep it going. Let's play some more music. We are deviating from the original order and pairings, but we're still doing pairings, Jamie.
Still doubling up. Still
happening. We are going to a band that I don't think we have ever played on the mixtape, or if we have, I don't remember it. Making their mixtape debut, it's Softhead from their new single and B-side, A Plateau / An Animal. This is A Plateau.
Yeah.
Ebb and Flow by Plesiosaurus from the new record Decomposed. Some microphones-y, Phil Elverum-y, Elephant Six pop.
Yeah, love that little vibe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Wow, you could not have imitated that sound any better. You could not have onomatopoeia'd it any better. Before that, we had A Plateau by Softhead here on the Vancouver Mixtape, where that means we have made it through 7 songs in 47 minutes.
Whoa, look at us go.
We're talking a lot, Jamie. This whole 2-song set thing is not playing out the way I thought it was going to.
This reminds me of early mixtape days where I swear we'd play like 6 songs because we'd BS the whole time.
Yeah, well, maybe it's time for a return to form. Let us know what you think. Somehow you can. I think you can text the studio at 778-782-2573.
It's possible.
You can also complain to our programming coordinator by sending an email to cjsf_programming@sfu.ca.
The fix is in.
Or you can message at Van Mixtape on various. Well, no, on Instagram, I guess. Maybe still Twitter. I don't know if you're looking at that thing anymore. Okay, let's try to get to maybe 9 songs this episode. Maybe 10. We'll see.
Fingers crossed.
We've got number 8 coming up, and it is, I guess it's a bit of a pivot, and then we'll go back to the more, well, anyway. This is new music from Savannah Reed. We have not played Savannah Reed, but we played music by her sister, Madeline. And this is just cool, like, R&B pop stuff with a live band. It's called Honeymoon. It's off the new record, Trampoline.
Whoop!
Didn't want to waste my time, 'cause I gave it all away for free. And I'm not talking borderline, 'cause I used to have enough for you and me. But something kind of felt right, even though I always say to wait. You could call it overnight. One look and it was way too late. But do you want more? And do I get bored? I get worried that we'll change our minds, but then you come up from behind. And when you speak, I stutter, crack a smile, and I get flustered. Touch my head, and I just might be dead. Overthinking everything I've said, I know when I'm about to fall asleep. When my head is on your heart, skips a beat. It's been more than a year, but now I know it's clear. I have nothing to fear. No, no, nothing, no, nothing. Sometimes I think to myself, what'd it be like if you went away? You look around for someone else, but I'd be back in the exact same place. 'Cause ever since you walked in, eyes up, chest out, with that touch that's so, so sweet. When I start to think you'll walk away, will you come right up and say that when you speak, I stutter, crack a smile, and I get flustered. Touch my hair and I just might be dead. Overthinking everything I've said, I know when I'm about to fall asleep. When my head is on your heart, skips a beat. It's been more than a year, but now I know what's true. I have nothing to. But if my world comes crashing down,
stutter. Crack a smile and I get flustered. Touch my hair and I just might be dead. Overthinking everything I've said. Have nothing to
There's nothing.
stop.
Take some time to think. No.
That was not against me, but in fact, Hyenas.
Whoa.
And their track Queer. And before that, we had Honeymoon by Savannah Reed, which brought us to a grand total of 9 songs. That doesn't make any sense. We played doubles. Oh, I'm going to have to do some accounting.
Some quick maths.
Anyway, as you can tell by the theme music starting in the background, that's
we did it.
We did it. We made it almost halfway through our list of songs we wanted to play, which leaves us lots and lots to play next time.
So we
will be back. And until then, I hope you have a really nice time just living out there, existing, taking in Vancouver's independent music scene. You can go to cgsf.ca for track listings and past episodes and all that. And we'll be back next Sunday, 8 p.m.
Yep.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizewitz, and this is Climate Connections. A recent study found that about 90% of priests, ministers, and other Christian leaders in the U.S. believe that the climate is changing and that humans are at least partly responsible. But about half never mention it to their congregations.
Which is quite a stark difference between how widely accepting they are of the issue and how widely inactive they are in talking about it.
Lead author Stylianos Syropoulos of Arizona State University says climate change is highly politicized.
My own thinking is that there are concerns about the role of the church as sort of being politically neutral.
But he says by not talking about it,
they are reinforcing this climate of silence where religious congregants believe that because they don't hear anything about the issue, then that everything is fine, or that the religious leader does not care about the issue, which then just reinforces the status quo, which is to not care and not act.
The study also found that when people learn that many Christian leaders believe in human-caused climate change, they're more likely to see climate action as part of their faith. So Syropoulos says religious leaders can guide the public's views on climate change simply by sharing their own beliefs. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to